Former Judge Green, I can ask a lot of questions, but I think, because I have a lot of questions. We're not going to solve it today, by the way, but you'll just see how complex it is.
I think one thing people forget about is that the bread and butter of the PTAB are ex-party decisions. And those are all in question now, too, if they were decided before the Arthrex decision came out and you now have rehearing or a notice of appeal. So it's not limited to the 100 decisions that Judge Moore says that it is. We have all these ex-party decisions that are in question now as well. And if you're unhappy with the panel, you may be able to now ask for a new panel on rehearing, which is what Judge Moore sent back Arthrex for. So people forget about that. My biggest concern about the decision is, well, there are a couple of things. One thing that I am surprised that a decision didn't address was in Re Allopat. And I think we're all familiar with Allopat, was whether or not the director could stack the panel to change the decision of the director. And it was framed more as a standing question. Was there an actual final written decision that the Federal Circuit could review? But in that case, the director was clearly exercising control over the PTAB, or at that time the BPAI, and got the decision that the director wanted. And in that particular case, you know what's going on. You know that the director was unhappy with the decision, that he stacked the panel, and the panel came out another way. I know panel stacking has become an ugly word in today, but it is a way that the director exercised control over the board, and you knew it was going on. At this point, being an at-will employee, the concern is, can the director now, behind the scenes, go tap some certain judge and say, look, I need you to come out this way on this particular decision. This is how I want you to write it. This is how it's supposed to come out. And if you don't do this, I remind you that you are an at-will employee. And none of us will now know what's going on. So I don't think that the Congress really contemplated this loss in transparency of now what's going on at the board. If you don't know if it's the APJ or the director who's making the decision, really, has the director have, you know, is there that much more political accountability?
Yeah, so I know a lot of you do patent prosecution, so this is critical. You think, oh, this is a PTAB problem for the IPR world. No, this is a problem for all the patent prosecutors in the room, too. Unfortunately, there isn't really an easy fix. If they're all at-will employees, and if you're a PTAB judge and you're, for instance, handling IPRs and you wanted to make sure that you kept your job or you got plum assignments or you were treated well, you would decide not to institute. Or in the final written decision, you'd uphold all of the claims because you thought that was what the examiner wanted. So the examiner does, or the director doesn't have to actually even approach the judges, just kind of give a sign as to what way would make them happy. And you could start seeing decisions going in that direction. I don't think there's necessarily going to be a statutory fix. Some people think, the panel talked in advance and we thought, if you had a Christmas wish, and if you had to fix this, what kind of legislation would you draft? And would it be possible to draft some sort of legislation so that we sort of get, in the patent universe, our world somewhat akin to what it is now? Because we are an anomaly in a way. I mean, we do think a little bit different from normal attorneys and normal legal system. And we want something that works for us and for our clients. So do either one of you want to address the legislative issue and if anything can be done there, or just...
Well, I think that, as we spoke about earlier, that the issue with a legislative fix is that there's very little likelihood that that's the only thing that goes into the legislation. There's obviously a lot of other discussions on Capitol Hill about 101 reform, 112 reform, things like that. So is that going to come as part of the legislative fix? Will that hold up the fix for the board? Is that going to, you know, introduce more uncertainty? So I think there's that concern in terms of what a perfect legislative fix would represent. I think that there's likely no perfect legislative fix.
So Judge Green, are patent examiners inferior officers? Is everybody at every level of the PTAB, even though their appointments are very different, are they all inferior officers?
You mean the APJs?
APJs, yes.
Because I think in some ways examiners now have more authority than the APJs do. But, you know, under statute, there are ex officio members of the PTAB. We have the deputy director. We have the commissioners. They have certain removal clauses in their contracts. Are they now at-will employees? I mean, none of this was discussed in this particular decision. And before we have any legislation, this is some. And if there is going to be any legislation, this is something that has to be thoroughly thought about. And this is the way, you know, stacking the panel with these particular ex officio members was how the director had influenced or looked at the outcome of the of particular panels. And it's interesting in that way that with the POP panel, it's the director, it's the usually, for the most part, it's the director, it's the chief judge, and it's the commissioner for patents, correct? So, you know, what's the status now of those decisions? I don't know if we know right now.
So November 19th, I understand there's going to be a hearing on Capitol Hill. So we'll have a lot of creative people, I guess, coming up with ideas. I think the hearing's still on. I haven't heard that it wasn't. A lot of people realize this is important. So in the Arthrex case, will they ask for an en banc hearing before the Federal Circuit? If so, will it be expedited? Will it go all the way up to the Supreme Court? Will there be a petition for cert filed? I don't know. So at any rate, I can tell you don't want to hear any more about that. Is that correct, or does anybody have any questions?